请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I testify.
首先很感谢神。
First, I would like to thank God.
让我有这样美好的机会跟大家一起分享我的见证。
So I would have actually had this wonderful opportunity to share my testimony with everyone.
不过我还要跟大家再说一次，我是从泰国来的。
However, once again, I will mention this one more time. Actually, I come from Thailand.
那我们是用泰文沟通的。
So when we communicate in our country, we speak in Thai.
所以这是。是我第一次用中文来做见证。
So this is actually my first time to speak my testimony with Mandarin.
如果有什么不足还是我讲错的话，请大家多多原谅。
So if I make any mistake, please pardon me.
那我觉得这次的题目是你记不记得跟神第一次的起初的爱是非常有意义。
So the topic during this seminar, have you remembered the first love that you have with the Christ? To me, that is with much meanings.
因为基本上我们每个人都可以想到回想自己跟神之间的第一次的体验。
Because I believe that many people can still recall the first experience or deep experience that you have with God.
那这样子对我本身觉得我一想到就会很喜乐。
And to me, every time I recall those memories, I found joy in those situations.
也想在跟神再一次的感谢神。
So that's why I would like to thank God over and over again.
那我的第一次跟神我本身体验到神跟我同在的是在我国小六年级的时候。
And the first experience that I remember that I had God's abidance is when I was in sixth grade.
那我已经毕业了，我想考上公立学校。
And during that time, I graduated and then I made it an exam into a middle school.
但是因为我并不是，我就想一般的小孩一样，小的时候没有那么用功，就是好玩。
Just like other ordinary childrens, actually I don't like to study and I like to play most of the time.
所以考试成绩一出来就并没有我名字上面。
So that's why when the grade was posted or the result exam posted, I didn't find my name out there.
因为我要转校到公立学校，所以是另外一个学校。
Oh, because later on I will try to transfer to the other school, so.
所以我并没有考到。
So I didn't pass that exam and made it to the school I want to go to.
但是既然是这样，我还没有那么担心。
Even so, I wasn't that worried during that time.
因为我爸爸认识了我们泰国的教育部部长。
Because my father actually knew the Minister of the Educational Department.
所以他就写了一封信，是推荐信给我。
So that minister actually wrote a recommendation letter for me.
所以大家就知道，如果你得到这样子的一封信，你就觉得自己很一定百分之百能够进到那个学校。
So if you were like me, receive a letter like that, and you will be pretty confident that I will definitely made it into the school I want to go.
但是到了最后一天的公布那个名单也并没有竟然也还是没有我的名字。
However, on the final day that made the cut, I still didn't find my name on the list.
那到了那最后一天他们公布的时候。
So on the day when they put out all the name lists.
我跟我爸爸还有我妈妈就到了学校去想见校长。
So my parents and I all went to school and want to see the principal.
那等了整个从早上等到下午。
And we waited the whole morning until the afternoon.
那在那天当中我们也迫切的祷告。
And during that day we pray very earnestly.
希望神能够准备给我们美好的路。
And we hope that God will plan the best way for us.
但是到了六点下午的六点，副校长就出来跟我们说。
During that day around 6 p.m., the vice president came out and meet us.
还有其他家长大概有30到40个人都一直等要见校长，跟我一样。
And there are other 30 some parents just like we do. They all want to see the principal.
但是副校长就跟我们说，非常感谢各位家长。
So the vice president say to us, we thank you for all your participation and patience.
但是我们的学校已经满了。
However, the number of our spot for our school has already fulfilled.
请你们赶快回家，让你们的儿女去报别的学校。
So please go return to your home and have your sons or daughter register for another school.
我听到这样子，我都心就已经觉得很灰心，也是很绝望了。
So when I heard that, I was very disappointed.
那他说完，他就闭门在校长的办公室闭门。
So after the vice president said that, he shut the door and left.
那我就开始紧张了。
So during that time, I started to become nervous.
但是我妈妈就拉我到角头跟我说。
However, my mom pulled me over to a corner and told me,
不要灰心。
And do not be discouraged.
相信神，我们再一次祷告。
And put your faith in God and let's pray one more time.
看他的旨意来行。
Let's see what God's will is, and then we will decide what to do.
所以我那时候很小，就一直祷告，在脚头里面祷告。
And during that time, I was very little, so I prayed really earnestly.
那祷告好了，我就再到原地的站的地方，看着那个门已经关的门，就站在那边看着。
So after we finished the prayer, we came back to where we originally stood, and we were waiting there.
那我妈妈也说不要停着祷，你心里还要祷告。
And my mom told me, you should not stop praying and continue to pray in your heart.
就这样子，我们等不到3到5分钟。
So after we went back to that place, and around like 3 to 5 minutes later,
就有一个服务女生。
And there was another lady,
就是帮忙打扫的女生。
And that lady was like a janitor.
她就经过，那就在我的肩膀这样子碰着我。
So she passed by, and then she actually touched my shoulder.
And 她就说问我说，你是不是要见校长？
And she asked me, so are you trying to see the principal?
那我就看着她，我又不认识她。
And I was looking at the lady, and I feel kind of puzzled, and I look, yeah.
那我就跟她说是，我跟汉默爸爸妈妈就是说，我跟她说是我要想见校长。
So and then I look at my mom, and I told her, yeah, yes, I want to see the principal.
那时候还有很多家长，就是大概还有30到40个家长都不肯回家。
And during that time, like we mentioned before, there were about 30 to 40 some parents. They were still want to see the principal, so they all went back to that place as well.
那我也就觉得很奇怪，为什么他只是问着我
？So I was kind of confused why this lady came to me only.
还是他想要骗我们
？Or this janitor was trying to deceive us.
但是我也跟着他走了。
However, I followed the lady.
后来我才知道是。校长的办公室后面还有后门。
And later on, I realized that there's another door at the back of the principal's office.
所以他就开了门，就让我们三个人，就是爸爸妈妈还有我一起进去。
So our lady led us to that door and allow us to enter.
就像好像神已经准备好了，派他来带我们到一样。
And it seems like God has specially arranged the lady to lead us to see the principal.
那进到办公室他还跟很仔细的跟我们说，你要这样子走，在右转右，还有我校长的办公室是在这边。
And before we enter that back door, the ladies specifically told us that you had to make a right turn or certain direction in order to get into the right place of the principal's office.
那我们走到一半。
So in the midway,
又再见到副校长。
And we saw the vice president again.
他又跟我们说，我不是跟你们已经说了，真的不好意思，我不是跟你们说了吗？我们学校已经满了。
And the vice president told us, didn't I just told you before that our school is already full?
请你赶快回家。
Please go home.
那我爸爸就跟他说。
And my dad told him.
我们有了一封信，不知道你们有看到了没有。
And we actually had a recommendation letter. I don't know if you have seen that letter before.
他就说，如果真的你有从教育部部长得到的话，你的女儿的名字一定会在名单。
And the vice president replied that if we do receive that letter, then your daughter's name will definitely be on the list.
如果没有，就是你也没有那封信，我们没有接到。
If not, then we didn't receive that letter.
那我跟我妈妈再次就在这里在这个时候，就妈妈就跟我说，你赶快祷告。
And during that time, my mom told me that you should pray right now.
但是很奇怪，当我爸爸跟他说，他就说，那好了，我再帮你看对一次，如果真的没有，请你们回家好不好？
And then the vice president told my dad, how about this? I'll double check it for you right now. One more time. If it's not there, then please go home.
那过了大概要十分钟。
So 10 minutes passed by.
他又回来，他就出来。
And the vice president came back again.
就跟我们说。
And he told us.
不是，对不起。那当在那个当中，我还跟神祷告。如果我真的有神迹让我进这个学校，我会做见证。
And during that 10 minutes time frame, I prayed to God and I told him that if I made it into the school, then I will testify for you.
那真的，他十分钟就出来跟我们说。
And so 10 minutes passed by and he came out and told us.
真的不好意思，你们的那封信是被校长的秘书藏在他的抽屉，所以忘记了给校长看。
I would like to apologize because the letter was actually been hid by the secretary of the principal. That's why the principal did not saw that one.
所以现在校长请你们跟他到他的办公室去。
So that's why the principal would want to see you right now.
所以就这样子的，我就被录取到那个学校。
This is how I got accepted into the school.
那从这件事，我就知道说。
And from this incident, and I realized.
在我们人已经看到没有路的时候，神什么在神的手中才是可能的。
And every time when you hit a dead end and you think that there's no way out, but you should still recognize that God has a way to help us.
就是在人不能，但是在凡事在神都能。
And there's nothing so called impossible for God.
那就这样子，我都就平安录取到那个学校。
So this is how I successfully get into the school.
那感谢主，六年又很快又过去。
And thank God after that, 6 years passed by really quickly.
又另外一个考试又来了。
And then there's another big exam has hit.
就是我们要考上大学的考试。
So there's an entrance exam for the college.
那当然，对我们每个学生考大学是一个最压力的考试。
And to all the students in Thailand, that particular exam is the most stressful.
因为我们要竞争十万个人都要进最好的大学。
Because all the 100,000 people actually is competing for the best school.
但是对我来说，我比一般的学生还要压力。
However, to me, I think I have more stress than all the regular people.
因为两个原因。
And there are two reasons.
第一个原因就是我妈妈要求我一定要考最好的大学，不能考第二等还是第三等的。
And my mom made a request to me saying that I had to go into the best college, not the second best.
并不是她很注重她我的那个学校，但是他注重的是因为我们距离在家跟那个大学是比较近。
And the reason she asked me for doing that is not because she emphasized a lot on the academic, but instead it's the distance between that school to our house.
因为第二等跟第三等的大学很多就要比较远，就要住宿舍。
And because the second best or the third best university in our country actually very far away, and then I will need to live in school.
那我他我妈妈已经听了很不好的消息，就是学生小孩会变坏，那些有很多酒吧，可能会让我变了不好。
And the reason that my mom was worried about it, is because she had heard many different stories about how those college students went to university and become bad and party all the time.
所以我就觉得这对我来说也是很不公平，因为我可能考不上最好的，但是第二等我也可能是考到。
So to me, I think it's kind of not fair because I don't think I'm that good to make it into the best one. So maybe I have a better chance for the second best.
但是他就是说这个不能谈的，你就要就是考上最好的大学，要不然的话你就考进了比较没有名的，就是考进那个没有名的大学去。
So basically, what my mom told me is that here's the deal. Either you get the best college right here, or you go to the one that is not famous at all, but it's close to our house.
那第二个就是第一个原因。第二个原因就是因为我的个性是很没有那么平时没有那么用功，我是喜欢临时抱佛脚的人。
And the second reason I don't think that's fair to me is because I'm not a hardworking student, and a lot of time before the test I'll just pull all night.
那这是我知道我应该要读书的时候已经两个月就要大考试了。
And a lot of time about 2 months before the real exam.
那我就觉得三年的东西怎么是可能两个月读完呢？
So I thought to myself, how can I finish the material for 2 years just into a condensed version in 2 months?
那但是我还对自己说
，However, I told myself,
既然只剩下两个月，我就好好的读。
And since I only had 2 months left, then I should just study hard.
因为我知道其他的朋友都最少是一年以前都已经准备好了。
Because I knew a lot of my friends, they started to prepare themselves a year ago.
但是我就在想，我有的东西别人没有的东西，还有一个东西。
And I knew that I had something that other people definitely don't have.
就是我有信心，那我有神，我能依靠神，那别人没有。
Which is I have faith, I have God to rely on. That's something that other people may not have.
那我就每天我的生活在那个短短的两个月，就是读书，然后祷告。
So in that 2 months.All I did is to pray and study.
我没有出门。
I did not get out of my house.
一起床就是祷告。
So when I first wake up, and I would just pray.
那我吃饭也就在读书。
So I eat, then I study.
上洗手间又在祷告。
And I go to a bathroom break, then I pray.
就是比较无聊的生活。
So basically, I don't have a very exciting life during that time.
但是我发觉到，因为我很忧虑。
And however, during that time, I realized that I was very stressful.
我觉得我走投无路，没人能够依靠。
So I feel worried, and I feel like I hit to a dead end.
那我觉得只能做的事就是祷告。
And I feel like I had no one else to rely on, so only thing I can do is to pray.
所以我一天24个小时，我读书的时间跟祷告的时间差不多都一样。
So The time I spend in prayer and the time I spend in studying is about equivalent.
说不定祷告还比较多。
Perhaps I may spend more time in prayer than studying.
我祷告是就在随时随地的祷告。
Because when I pray almost any time.
就是在厨房或者是我房间还是客厅、餐厅都祷告。
So whether or not I was in the kitchen, living room,Anywhere in my house, I will pray.
有时候我走路的时候，我想起我很忧虑，我就在那边跪下祷告。
Or sometimes when walking around in the house, I feel like I'm kind of worried, then I'll kneel down and pray.
我觉得我弟弟都看我的好像怪怪一样。
So I feel like my little brother or younger brother thought that I was a little crazy.
因为走就跪下来，好像很奇怪。
Because I will probably walk like a couple steps and then I'll kneel down and pray.
那感谢主。我已经考完了。
And thank God I already finished my exam.
我的成绩已经公布了。
And the result of my exam has been published.
我的分数是比我的哪个同学都比他们高。
Actually, my actual score is better than any one of my classmates.
那连我的朋友都问我说，你是有没有补习？
And some of my friends or classmates even asked me, have you go to a tutoring school or sessions?
我就说没有，我是靠神。
And I told them, I did not. I purely rely on God.
那我不但我的分数很高，但是而且我也考上我妈妈想要进的大学，想让我进的大学。
And not only did I receive a very high score, I also made it to the school that my mom wanted me to go to.
那最惊讶的是我还考上法律系。
And what is more amazing to me is that actually I made it into the law school.
因为法律系是比一切都还要分数还要要求还要比其他的还要高。
And in the university for law school, and the requirement for that is actually very, very tough.
那我从这件事我就真的很感谢神。
So with this incident, I truly thank God from the bottom of my heart.
那我就学到了，好像腓立比第请大家一起翻开腓立比书第四章第六节。
So let's turn to the book of Philippians.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
还有马太福音第七章第七节。
And Matthew chapter 7.
是我们很熟悉的一段经文。
And I believe that we are very familiar with this passage or verses.Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and you will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
那就是真的这样子。我觉得我这个体验就是这样子。
This is truly how I felt in this particular experience.
尤其是我很忧虑的时候是让人家很讨厌。
Especially, I know that when I become anxious or nervous, I will make other people hate me.
因为我会一直问我周围的人说，那我怎么办？我要怎么办？要怎么办呢？
Or I will annoy people around me because I will keep asking people, saying, "Oh, what should I do? What should I do?"
那连我父母也有时候也是好像受不了了。
And I feel like sometimes my parents cannot stand the way I was.
但是我们祷告跟神就不一样。
However, when we pray to God, that is something different.
因为我们越祷告，神越给我们。他并没有讨厌我们。
Because even though we may make a lot of requests or pray to him, telling him a lot of things, however, he will not despise us.
如果我们一直讲一直就是一样的事情交托给神，神也并不会说已经够了啦，我知道了。他并不会这样子说。
So even if we repeat ourselves with the same problem over and over again, God will not say, "Hey, you have mentioned that 10 times already or 1,000 times already."
但是每次我祷告，在考试以前，我并觉得神是给我的平安，还有精神可以读更多的书。
So every time when I take a test, I realize that the strength and the peace God gave me allow me to successfully overcome all the obstacles that I have.
那另外一个见证我要跟大家分享，就是神预备了我跟神做工作的事。
And I have another testimony to share with everybody is that God prepared me to work for Him.
从小我就被我妈妈到了台湾总会那边去读中文，每个星期就要读。
So since I was very little, we went to the Taiwan GA to study Chinese.
但是因为我很小，大概才不到十岁，一直读是觉得很不耐烦。
Because during that time I was quite young, I was about 10 years ago. about 10 years old. I feel like it's very annoying to study Chinese.
那因为台湾我学的中文是繁体字。
And the Chinese I learned is the traditional type of Chinese.
所以它的笔画也是很多。
So the stroke per character is actually very many.
每个星期要考试。
And we will receive a test every single week.
那我妈妈就会用小小礼物来跟着我说你如果你得到100分我会给你这个给你那个。
So my mom tried to guide me or trick me with a lot of gift.
但是
saying that if you made it certain score, I will give you this or give you that.
那我我差不多是我妈妈就是鼓励我而且让我每年都要得第一。
So my mom tried to encourage me in this way and tell me that you better get a first place every year.
那很多我妈妈的朋友就很奇怪，为什么不让你的孩子去读简体字？
So a lot of parents actually feel quite weird. Why don't you let your daughter to study simplified Chinese?
因为现在大陆在曼谷的事业也是很多，他们是用简体字的。
Because there are a lot of businesses coming from China, and then the way they communicate is using this.Simplify Chinese.
那为什么你要一直逼你的孩子学繁体字？
And why would you actually kind of force your daughter to study the traditional Chinese?
我妈妈也那时候也不知道为什么自己要我让我学繁体字。
And during that time, my mom couldn't came out the answer during that time.
那后来我才知道说。
And later on, I realized.
因为我们曼谷教会没有传道。
Because in our local church in Thai, we do not have a full-time minister.
所以就要靠台湾派来的台湾传道。
So we solely rely on the pastor sent from Taiwan GA.
那很感谢神，我从十多岁就开始帮忙翻译，从中文翻到泰文。
So about 10 years old, I started to help in this work of translations.
那慢慢不到了五年，他们就让我翻是从台湾宗教教育的书翻成是变成泰文的宗教教义。
So about 5 years later, after I started learn Chinese, they led us to translate the Chinese R.E. material into Thai language.
其实我是读来大概要八年了才开始翻译，就是我从很小就已经读了，但是五年以后我开始帮忙翻译，就他们就给我翻是用文书的翻。
So when they introduced me to this translation work, I was doing the literal or written translation.
那感谢主，因为我学了繁体字。
So thank God because I learned traditional Chinese.
因为通通那些的资料都是繁体字。
Because all the material that I receive are traditional Chinese.
还有另外一个同学是学繁体字的，学简体字的。
And I have another classmate. The person was learning simplified.
当他们看到我们的资料，他们就会说：“哦，算了，不要看了，看不懂。”
So when they saw my material, they would say, "Just forget it. It's way too difficult to read."
那是感谢神让我有机会服侍神，从小就服侍神。
So thank God that He allowed me this opportunity to serve Him when I was little.
那因为在曼谷教会人数很少。
Because we have only have few members in my church.
所以帮忙翻译的人也是很少。
So there are only few people who can help in this translation work.
所以很多时间就跟传道要我翻的东西跟我考试的时间是冲突。
So sometimes when pastor want me to translate something, that will come in conflict with the time that I need to study for my school.
但是我妈妈都会跟我说。
However, my mom will tell me.
先求神的国，神的义，一切的东西神都会赐给你的。
See His kingdom and righteousness first, and all the other things will be added unto you.
也是真的，因为每次我先选神的工作，然后再读书，我的成绩并没有不照顾我。
Indeed, that's very true. Because when I truly do so, put God's work first, and God did not allow me to earn a lower grade when I was in school.
那每次都是所以我就知道了，做主公真的是不会落空的。
So I truly understand that when you do God's work, God will not let your work to go in vain.
那最后见证我要跟大家分享，就是我刚去年刚发生的事情。
And the final testimony I would like to share right here is something happened last year.
其实我在我身上，神赐给我的恩典其实太多了。
And I truly realized that God had already gave me so many graces.
那当我已经毕业，读了四年完大学毕业了，我不到两，在一个星期已经毕业，就有人要老板就要录取我。
So after I graduated, about a week after that, there a boss came to me and wanted to hire me.
所以我就一直在同一个公司做了大概两年多。
So I worked in that company for about 2 years.
那去年是要进入第三年。
And last year is the time that I worked for that company for a third year.
那开始他去年的大概二月，他就一月到二月，他就跟我说。
So in January to February, the boss told me.
我看到你的做事的方法，我很满意。
And I'm very satisfied with the way you work.
那我想，因为所以这样子，我想跟你升职。
And because of that, I would like to promote you.
那他升的职是很奇怪的。
However, the way that he promote of this promotion was kind of awkward.
因为升职平时是要 step by step 的。
Because a lot of time when you getting promoted is usually to the next higher position.
但是他给我是比大概要四到五个跳级。
However, the promotion that he gave me was 4 or 5 step higher.
所以连人事部都跟我说。
So the HR department actually told me.
从来他没有看，他已经做了大概三十多年，他从来没看到那么年轻可以站到这个职位。
And he told me that I have been working for the HR department for about 30 some years. I had never saw someone get promoted so quick.
那我的工资也提高了到那个职位。
And my salary is also received a huge jump.
那当然我是就是去年我就觉得那么好，那我就答应。他还说我的事业到上，他要送我到上海看的事业比曼谷还要多。
So I accept the promotion, and then I also agree that to let him send me to Shanghai to see more about the business.
但是他去以前他还跟我说，你真的你觉得你当得起这个职位是吗？
And before I went, he asked me a question. Do you think that you are fitted or you are confident to take this position?
那因为我看到他的工资很多，我就说应该可以的。
And because I was very amazed with the salary, and so I told him that I think I can take this position.
因为我在两三年当中我是工作狂。
Because within these 2 or 3 years, I was a workaholic.
我每天都做，我觉得不累，我很喜欢工作。
And I feel like I like to work, and I won't feel tired.
那我到了上海那时候。
So when I arrived, the city Shanghai in China.
那他派的车也是很特别的车来接待我。
And he arranged a very special kind of car to take me.
那是很高级的，我也是吓了一跳。
And the car that he arranged was very high class. So I was shocked.
我也有车，自己的车夫。
And I had my own driver.
那我也有住在旅店。
And I live in a hotel.
那但是我开始工作的时候，就麻烦就来找了我。
However, when I started work, and I started to experience some difficulties or troubles.
因为很多就是他们就是大概我的同事他们都是男孩子。
Because all my coworkers are gentlemen.
那他那在 management team 就是通通是男生，只我一个人女生。
So basically I'm in the level of management, I'm managing all the guys.
那我是 他们是大概40到50岁，只我一个人20多岁。
And all those people, their age are around from 40 to 50.
那他们去的，我们开会从早上开到12点晚上，也不休息。
So we basically had meetings from morning until midnight.
所以很多事就是我都没工，一直工作都不知道这是什么星期了。
So we were.Pretty much had a very hectic schedule, and to a point that we did not know which day of the week that is.
那最惨的是他们去的地方。
And the most, actually, the worst thing is the place they went.
因为他们去的地方并不是我们基督徒应该去的地方。
Because the place they went is not fitted for Christians.
那因为我是还并我我就跟他们说了，我不能去那这样子的地方。
So I told them that I cannot go to a place like this.
所以每次我就聚晚那我们聚开会开到晚餐一直开，我就会先回家。
So every time when we have meetings till dinner time, and I will go home first.
但是你也是觉得很尴尬。
But definitely, when you decline an invitation like that, you will definitely feel awkward.
因为很多次你都要拒绝。
Because every single time you have to tell them, no, I cannot go.
那工资出来的时候。
So, when I get my paycheck.
我其实我应该觉得很开心。
And I feel like I should be very happy.
但是我并没有那么感觉。
But when I get my check,I did not have any feeling about it.
我那时候我也不知道我拿到钱我要拿去买什么。
And when I get the money, I didn't know what should I buy with those money.
我也不知道说那些钱怎样买回来我的喜乐平安。
And I don't really know how to obtain my peace and joy back with this money.
首先我也不知道说为什么我不开心。
And at the beginning, I did not know why I wasn't happy.
但是后来我知道了什么可以让我开心。
However, later on, I found the things that can make me happy.
就是我想飞回到曼谷，只是睡星期六、星期日都不管没关系，我只是要回家睡觉。
So, and the thing is that during the weekend, I will fly back to my hometown and sleep.
所以一个月我只觉得开心只是3次，因为我飞回从上海到曼谷，大概都是每个星期。
So for each month, I will feel happy about three. There are only about three times I will feel happy, which is during weekend when I fly back to Thailand.
当然是我用自己的钱就少了很多。
Of course, airplane ticket is pretty expensive, so I spent a lot of money just to fly back.
那时候我还是跟神埋怨说，因为如果神知道我会没有这样子没有开心，为什么要送我到上海？为什么不阻止我在曼谷工作？
So I complained to God, saying that if you know that I wouldn't be happy to work in Shanghai, then why don't you stop me at the beginning?
那我才知道说，原来做一个好的基督徒并不是要祈求你的生命很 smooth.
So, and I realized that to be a Christian, what you ask for is not to have a smooth life.
但是你要祈求说既然你遇到困难的时候你还可以抓紧神赞美神依靠神。
And the more important is that when you encounter difficulties, you will still know how to rely on God, praise God, and pray to God.
那最后我还感谢神，让我知道说原来是钱买不到快乐。
And finally, I would like to thank God because I finally realized or understand the point that with money, sometimes you cannot buy happiness.
那我一直都相信神会预备最好的东西给我们。
And I totally convinced and believe that God will always give us the best.
那我现在还仍然这样子的相信。
And I still believe this.
那要相信的话，就要跟希伯来书第十一章第一节的一样。
So let's turn to the book of Hebrews. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what you hope for, and certain of what we do not see.
所以我就是我相信神一定会，如果我依靠神，神一定会，既然我们见到困难，神也有神的美意。
So, this is what I truly believe. Since we encounter difficulties, but behind it, there's God's wonderful will.
那神会天天都照顾我们。
And God will take care of us every day.
那就那从现在到以到以后，从此以后，我就会依靠神，也不会埋怨。
So starting from that day on, I try not to complain and rely on Him totally.
感谢神，愿一切荣耀都归回神的名。
And thank God, may all the glory and praise be unto His name. Amen.
Praise and thank God. I'm sure we all appreciate very much the wonderful testimony given by Sister Chong Ban Ya Cha Ruan.
感谢赞美神。那我们从这个姐妹那边听到非常美好的见证。
Well, she had a mother. She has a mother who is very strong in faith.
那她有一个信心非常坚强的母亲。
And she herself knows how to draw close to God as well.
那这个张姐妹本身自己也知道要来靠近神。
In Romans, there's an interesting verse I'd like to read to you, Romans chapter 8, verse 31.
然后在罗马书第八章三十一节呢，有一个非常好的经节想要跟各位分享。
The second half of chapter, verse 31 in chapter 8, it reads, If God is for us,Who can be against us? So if God wants to be with us on our side, who can be against us?
那这个三十一节下半段提到说，如果神跟我们站同一边，或者说神要帮助我们的话，谁可以抵挡我们呢？
And also in another Psalm, King David wrote.
那在诗篇这个大卫王呢也曾经提到。
And this is Psalm 40, verse 5.
这也是诗篇第十四十篇。
Psalm number 40 verse 5 says, Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I'm sure all of us have received numerous blessings of the Lord.
那我相信各位从神那边领受到相当多的恩典。
And I only wish we had more time so she could given, I'm sure she has more to say. I stopped her.
那我也相信说这个姐妹有更多的神的事迹想要与我们分享只是说因为时间关系呢我必须要提醒她说我们时间已经到了。
And I apologize of Priscilla, Sister Kuo, Sister Chen will have to give her testimony on Monday.
那同时也要向这个另外一个姐妹抱歉说我们要把你的这个见证会的时间呢延迟到下一次。
So I apologize that we went over 5 minutes. So we're going to take 5 minutes break. So the next class will start a few minutes later.
那也
I hope Pastor Ho would forgive me.
那也很抱歉说各位就是说我们的见证会呢向后延迟了5分钟，所以各位就5分钟的时间可以休息。那希望说传道可以原谅我们。
So just quickly visit the restroom, stretch, and come right back, please.
所以如果需要上厕所或是稍微伸展一下请利用时间。
Bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.